All right, Willie, tell us what happened yesterday with UNLV football. How big is this get, and who is he?
Randall Grimes is a – he is easily one of the overall best athletes. He's not just a football player. He's a guy who's very agile. He only played one season basketball for Desert Pines, but he was very effective for DP, which has always had a formidable basketball team, and then focused on football. But he's the type of guy, and I always am reluctant to compare, to NFL players or to people that you can compare the talent level of what this guy can do. But if I were to try to what his skill level is and what he is willing to do in terms of catching a ball, leaving his feet, going after it, going over the middle, he reminds me of a Randy Moss type guy who is not afraid to stretch his body and pull out that one-handed grab or go up against any defensive back. He's just a tough competitor, and I think that Tony Sanchez is very familiar with him, obviously, from being in town, and he's going to be able to utilize him. And with what UNLV took as far as the season-ending knee injury during the spring,
with Presley.
Yep, with Presley and yep. The kid that bolted for South Alabama. This is a nice get because of what he can do immediately if he's made eligible. His athleticism is just intensifies his football talent.
He's a big target. He's 6'4", a little over 200 pounds. Randall Grimes just got him yesterday. We'll get into the Minnesota end of things because he was going to go to Minnesota. Yep. Now their coach is all pissed off. I think a lot of people would ask immediately, well, if he can be such an impact player, why wasn't that happening at Southern Cal?
Because Southern Cal, which your next guest can attest to, right, being out of L.A., Arash, but Southern Cal got JT Daniels and his high school receiver, yeah. Amon Ross St. Brown, who was the best receiver coming out of high school. JT graduated early specifically so they could play together, right. And they went to USC. I just think that Grimes saw the writing on the wall that he wasn't going to get the potential playing time. I don't think it's a matter of whether or not he was going to be effective for USC. It was just a matter of fact that you have Amon Ross St. Brown playing in front of you, and you already have the talent and the roster in front of you. So I think that Grimes went – he wanted to leave where he could step in and play immediately and make a name for himself, and then when the situation arose and he could come home, be the hometown guy and play with Tony, he took advantage of it. I don't think it was a matter of him not being able to perform at USC. I just think that they got one of the best – a guy who's going to go to the league. Amon Ross St. Brown should be playing in the NFL in a couple of years.
So Randall Grimes is a former four-star. Just watching some highlights of him today, man, he moves. And it's like a smooth run down the field.
Yes.
And again, it's high school athletes he's going against. But he played receiver. Didn't he play some quarterback too?
Yes. He did play quarterback. So he actually played in the same time frame as Markel Grayson, who's with UNLV, right? So backup. So when Markel went down, Randall had to step in. He had a big receiving year his junior year, I believe, and I want to say it was his senior year he had to step up. But yeah, so he is, as I said, he's multifaceted. His athleticism is what really carries him. But like you said, his agility and his knack for finding openings and feeling comfortable on the field. He just doesn't have a fear is what I've always gathered from him. And I will say, when covering high school sports, Damon Siders, the former prep editor, would always keep us regional. So I was always on the Northwest. It would be once or twice a year until the playoffs that I'd get to see some of the other teams. But when I did see Randall, the thing that stood out, like I said, was just his fearless attitude and sort of just calmness in the secondary and going up against anybody and not being afraid to lay out for a ball, not being afraid to go up for a ball. And that's where I sort of put that comparison. I don't want to just say he's the next Randy Moss, but it's that sort of ability and athleticism that Randy Moss had that I see in this kid.
Now, here's the $64,000 question. Do you have any insight on how his process is going to go in terms of gaining immediate eligibility? Because this is a wacky game with the NCAA. We saw, and Sanchez was complaining about it a few weeks ago, because we saw some of the big star quarterbacks who moved, took them no time at power programs to get clearance.
Right.
And then there are hundreds of other players waiting who might not be at Power Fives. Like, we'll get to you. Right. So what's going to happen with this kid?
I don't know. That is a great question, and I haven't had a chance to sort of reach out. I was trying to actually get a hold of Cedric Cormier today, but lost track of time and didn't get a chance to reach out. I don't know, to be honest, to be quite frank with you. Those questions have to be answered soon. What I would think, though, is that's to UNLV's advantage in all these immediate eligibilities that we're seeing, that they can use that for leverage and saying, hey, you know, you made this guy eligible, all these players being made eligible, that Tony should be able to use that, or UNLV in compliance, they should be able to use that to their advantage as an arguing point to say, hey, we need this guy available.
He expects to play this year. I mean, I don't know why he believes that or what he said he expects to be eligible this year.
Well, so. I would also, I'll jump to this conclusion. I don't know that two schools would be so fired up to get him back-to-back in first Minnesota and then UNLV if they didn't believe he had a good shot.
Yeah.
And let's add to this. I don't know why P.J. Fleck would be so mad about a transfer who would have to sit out. So I'm thinking he expected right. Randall Grimes to be eligible immediately. We got a minute before we got to flip the page to the 4 o'clock hour. It's very quick. But tell people about Darnell Washington, also Desert Pines, 6'8", 260. You've seen him. There was a big feature on Bleacher Report. We had the author on last week. Man, his story is great. How big a recruit is this kid, and what's he like to watch?
Oh, my. You know what? I watched him more in the basketball regionals. You talk about a fleet-footed guy for his size. He somewhat reminds me of Brevin Jordan from Gorman, who's now at Miami. Just a monster. I mean, that long list of tight ends that came from Gorman, you would think, you look at him and think that he came from there, because that's what he looks like. But that kid was so impressive during the basketball tournament. People couldn't believe that he was in high school. You hear those, you know, I mean, obviously he is, but you're always hearing that he's a man child, is what he is. He's an absolute man child. He is going to dominate at the next level immediately.
Willie's going to stick with us because we got some questions about basketball recruiting and especially about Otzelberger, and also some revisiting of the Menzies days, which kind of sounds ridiculous. He's only been gone a couple of months. Also, in about 20 minutes, Mr. Vegas, Arash Marchese, will be in as we're hanging out here on a Friday. It's our Happy Hour Fridays at Crazy Horse 3.